Psalm 117, these are God's words. Praise Yahweh, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of Yahweh endures forever. Praise Yahweh. So for the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word, this brief psalm, indeed the shortest chapter in the Bible, is basically one great command. Y'all praise Yahweh, or praise ye Yahweh. That's the command, and you have the secondary, subsidiary command, laud him, exalt him, magnify him, all you peoples, in the second part of verse 1. Then you have the reasoning for it in the first two parts of verse 2, with the conclusion, just repeating the command, praise Yahweh. This is the reason all things exist. All things are from him and through him and to him. To him be the glory forever. And you notice who is praising him. It's not just all his people. It's all nations. Praise Yahweh, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. So not just one tribe or tongue or nation, but all tribes, tongues, peoples, and nations will praise him. And this happens because in his dealings with his people, he displays his character. And he gathers then into his people by this display of his character all those whom he is redeeming. His chesed and emet, here translated merciful kindness and truth, are that steadfast love and faithfulness, that covenant love and covenant faithfulness, that when the Lord declares his own name to Moses in Exodus 34, he declares himself to be full of, and translating or quoting the same as the Greek translation of that text that the evangelist tells us in John chapter 1, that when Jesus, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us, he was full of grace and truth. And so God makes display of himself in his redemption, in redeeming his people, and even in those whom he has redeemed or begun redeeming, he makes display of himself to those of other nations, those who are not yet saved, and what they ought to see when they see those whom the Lord is has redeemed and gathered to himself, as not the people so much, but by way of the people, they should see the Lord himself. And so this is a great thing for believers to know about themselves, that Yahweh's covenant love has been great towards us. Not that we are great, but that his covenant love has been great towards us. And his faithfulness, of course, endures forever. And since his faithfulness endures forever, and his covenant love endures forever, those who are the objects of that love and that faithfulness must therefore also endure forever, as they have become the objects, the recipients of a love and a faithfulness that, in order to be properly expressed and glorified, must go forever and ever. And so we will praise forever and ever with every tribe and with redeemed from every tribe and tongue and people and nation, because salvation is about the glory of the Lord who displays himself and his character in doing that saving. This is our highest privilege and our highest pleasure, to praise him, to know him, to delight in him. And we are, the redeemed, are most highly honored by the fact that God's glory is displayed upon them, which means that we are even humbled by the way that we are honored. And we're glad to be so, that we might exalt him, that we might laud him. Lord, give us to do that, not just in eternity and not just have that as the goal of the end of our life, but to rejoice, to be glad that we get to participate already, to sample already day by day, and participate in ahead of time that praise for which we have been created and unto which we have been redeemed. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you and praise you for this little psalm with the big message, as it has reminded us of the purpose of everything, and especially our own purpose and the purpose of our redemption. We pray that you would get much glory, Lord, for your infinite covenant love and your eternal and unchangeable covenant faithfulness, particularly as you have expressed them upon us in saving us. So receive the praise, the worship, the honor, the adoration of which you are worthy, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen.